Need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学为您制作的你问我答节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Rob. Thanks for joining us. Let's hear today's question, shall we?
Good idea.
Hello, my name is Victor Chu. I'm from Hong Kong. Could you please explain the saying, a fish out of water? Thank you.
来自香港的 Victor 想请我们给他解释 a fish out of water 这个表达的意思。Can you help?
Of course. I love talking about fish. Big fish, small fish, fish and chips.
But this is just a saying, Rob. It's not really about a fish. It's an idiom.
Oh, yes. I knew that. Idioms are sayings that cannot be taken literally.
Yes. 英语里的成语和汉语里的一样通常不能直译 not literally.
That's right. Now, if a fish was out of water, it would not be comfortable or happy. So if you're like a fish out of water...then you are in an unfamiliar situation that makes you feel uncomfortable or awkward.
如果说某人是一条离开水的鱼，那么我们其实在间接地说这个人正处在一个新的生疏的环境中，所以感到不舒服、不适应 uncomfortable or awkward. So what kind of situations are these?
For example, being asked to do a different job that you're not trained to do,Or having to speak in another language you've only just started to learn.
So you don't want to speak Chinese today?
No, I'd be a 离开水的鱼. Here's another example.
I spent most of my life living in a village, but now I've moved to the city. I don't know anybody here, and I keep getting lost. I feel like a fish out of water.
上面的这位男士说他从一个小镇搬到了一个大城市里，环境不熟悉，也没有朋友家人，所以他就有如鱼失水的感觉。That's a big change, so it's bound to feel a bit strange.
Maybe he'll get used to it, and then he'll be like a fish in the water.
哈、啊，水里的鱼。Rob, this isn't the only fish-related phrase people use.
Yes, that's right. Have you ever been fishing for a compliment?
搜寻捕捉称赞。Fishing for a compliment?How would I do that?
A bit like this.
I went to the hairdresser's this morning. Have you noticed anything different about my hair? Hmm?
So she's dropping a hint that she's had her hair styled and she wants to be complimented on it. She's fishing for a compliment.
I know the feeling. 我们通常在刚做过一个新的发型之后都会告诉身边的同事、朋友希望大家能注意到更希望能受到大家的称赞这就是 fishing for a compliment.希望能听些赞美、赞扬的话。Actually, Rob, have you noticed my beautiful new shoes?
Well, they're a bit red, aren't they? I think I'd have to drink like a fish before I compliment you on those.
Drink like a fish? 和鱼喝的一样多? Do fish drink?
Yes, lots and lots of water, actually. Now, if I drink like a fish, then I drink lots and lots too, but not water. Listen to this.
Will drank 2 bottles of wine with his dinner.He sure can drink like a fish.
如果说某人 drinks like a fish, 其实就是说这个人特能喝酒而不是水。So Rob, you need to get drunk before you compliment me on my new shoes.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Now finally, have you heard people describe something as being fishy?
Fishy? 鱼腥味? You mean something is smelly?
Well, not literally.We describe something as fishy when it's suspicious, doubtful, or questionable.
Fishy 这个词可以表示可疑的、值得怀疑的 A bit like your Chinese pronunciation.
Well, actually, I thought my Chinese was tigao.
Stop fishing for compliments, Rob.
Well, I hope we've given Victor some examples of using fish idioms in English conversation.
Yes, and I hope he's now hooked on listening to question and answer of the week.
Aha, hooked. I like that. Just like catching a fish.
欢迎大家发邮件给我们来提出你在英语学习中遇到的问题。邮箱地址是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk.
Right, I'm off fishing now.
再见。再见
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。